Welcome to the Midlife Rise and Thrive podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sarah Poultney. If you have been wondering how to feel your best in mind, body, and spirit as you navigate through midlife, then this is the show for you. Each week, I'm sharing accessible education, heartfelt stories, and exclusive interviews. We will be talking about everything from health and wellness to sex and relationships and the many challenges and opportunities that come with midlife. It's time to take charge and live fully with intention as you write your next chapter. Let's get started. Hi there. Today is a solo episode, which I have not done in a long time, but I thought I would come on because I was thinking the other day, a great title for an episode would be What to Expect While You Aren't Expecting Anything, Perimenopause Edition. The reason I was thinking about this is because I have so many patients that come into clinic and they have a multitude of symptoms and sometimes have no idea that these symptoms are even related to perimenopause. The other day, I had a patient in who's had tinnitus and or ear ringing for about 6 months now, and her ears are chronically itchy. And she's telling me the host of other symptoms that she had a feeling were hormonally related, but she had no clue that ear itching, of all things, and tinnitus, ear ringing, could possibly be related to all of the hormonal fluctuations that were going on in her body. And believe it or not, ear itching and ear ringing are symptoms that women experience when going through perimenopause. And why is that? Well, there's estrogen receptors in your ears. Who knew? So I thought I would just kind of go through a little bit about perimenopause and some of the common symptoms, some of the not so common symptoms, and you know, just discuss, because no one at this point in our lives is helping us to prepare for this time of our lives. The conversation is getting broader, and I am so thankful for that. But day after day, I am shocked by the dismissals in the Western medical community, the lack of self-awareness of what's going on in our bodies during this time. No one's throwing us baby showers for this transition in life. No one's throwing us empty nesting showers. We are all too often not celebrating this time of life. We can be stuck in the busiest time of our careers. We can be sandwiched between aging parents and letting our children fly off to college or whatever path they've chosen. So perimenopause often hits like a ton of bricks on a lot of different levels. And there's no way to really test whether we're in this stage of life. It's more just how old we are, the symptoms we're experiencing, and it can be a really rough time for a lot of us. So it's a shame that we don't have a book, What to Expect While You're Expecting, like they do for when you're pregnant. And it's funny, at this time in life, with everything we're dealing with, we have this term in society for a midlife crisis. But most of us, when we think of midlife crisis, think of men. They may go out and buy a sports car, do other things out of character to help themselves to feel young again. And for women, even though we're going through the same changes of empty nesting, maybe being stuck in a career we're not happy with, long-term relationships getting kind of stagnant, we usually don't act out in the same way. We suck it up and often suffer silently through these changes. And even though for us, physically, we're actually going through a much more radical shift from childbearing to non-childbearing ages, we have an entire hormonal chemistry change going on. Yet somehow we just pull ourselves together and go through the motions. And we're doing ourselves a disservice. So when women do try and reach out for help, almost 50% of women don't feel heard when they're talking with their doctors about their symptoms. This is according to the North American Menopause Society. Women don't have their symptoms taken seriously often. And during this transition, many, many women, I've seen this time and time again in clinic, are prescribed one of two things. They're either prescribed antidepressants and or birth control pills. And while these can help women to feel better during these times and get rid of some of the symptoms, as a holistic practitioner, I see that as putting a Band-Aid over the real problem. Because hormonal issues are just the tip of the iceberg. These hormonal changes are supposed to take place. We can't prevent or put off perimenopause and menopause. These are normal things that happen in life, but we can look at why these hormonal fluctuations are such a bumpy ride. And I challenge you that we can adjust a few things in our lifestyles, how we eat, how we sleep, how we move, and begin to live much more comfortably through this time of our lives, and actually see this as such a blessing that we get to make some of these changes and live a healthier, happier life. So this episode is just really to chat about what's going on, the symptoms that we might experience. And next episode, I will talk about the things to make the ride smoother. So today is not necessarily a how do we fix things, but more about making you feel a little less crazy if you're going through this change and feeling like you're doubting yourself or not finding the answers that you want. Because even if you're seeing these symptoms come on gradually, or maybe you feel like you've been hit by a truck, or perhaps you feel like you're legitimately going crazy, you're stressed, you're anxious, you're depressed, there are a lot of things that you can do. And we'll talk about some of those basic things in the next episode. But let's start with what is actually going on right now if you are in your 40s, most likely in perimenopause. So perimenopause can last for a long time, 10 years or so, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little longer, sometimes with more symptoms, sometimes with less. But I want to back up and just say that perimenopause is before menopause, but a lot of women do not know that menopause is just a single day. Menopause is the year anniversary of the last time you had a period. And once that day is gone, you are officially postmenopausal. Everything leading up to that time, all of the symptoms and all the hormonal changes before menopause are known as perimenopause. And that can last for, again, approximately 10 years. So what's happening in your body is that progesterone is the first sex hormone that starts to decline. And progesterone starts to drop approximately 10 years before estrogen really starts to drop. And when progesterone drops, but estrogen is still running freely through your system, women can become what we call estrogen dominant during this time. So that's where we start to see that the ratio of estrogen compared to progesterone is actually too high. And this is why a lot of women in perimenopause start to have extremely heavy periods sometimes, or more intense PMS. It's almost, and a lot of my patients say this, similar to being back in puberty. Your emotions are a roller coaster. It's just no fun. And then when estrogen does start to decline, it doesn't always decline gracefully. The most typical pattern for estrogen is to go up and down like crazy. So some months your estrogen may be high and you may have a ton of symptoms. And then the next month your estrogen's low and these symptoms may go away. And basically you can feel like you're going a little bit crazy because you have no clue as to how you are going to feel month by month. It can be radically different. And just by knowing that you're not crazy and that there are some legitimate reasons why you feel the way that you do, sometimes just the comfort of knowing can help us tremendously. A lot of women that I see in clinic, they don't know. They have no idea. So I have women that come in again with this ear ringing and ear itching, which is crazy to think that it's related to perimenopause. I have women that come in with frozen shoulders. No clue that that could be hormonal. There's actually like 34 documented symptoms of perimenopause. And I would say that most likely there's even more that are in relation to our hormonal changes at this time. And these symptoms affect every single system of our body, which makes it tricky because women can spend years, and this happens a lot. Women spend years going from specialist to specialist trying to fix these symptoms, because they just don't seem connected. This is actually a huge disservice to women if we don't have this list in front of us, knowing what to expect. And hormones are just the tip of the iceberg. Again, why are your hormones making you so miserable? So as a holistic practitioner, I want to find out the reasons why you're feeling so yucky so that we can get you back into balance. But if we look at all the systems that are affected by our hormonal shifts, from the reproductive system, which is obvious, to the endocrine system, which might be still obvious, but there's nervous system issues, your immune system is affected by these hormones, your cardiovascular system, skeletal and muscular systems, every system of your body, your GI system, everything, it's all connected. And in functional medicine and in Chinese medicine, we see these connections, we acknowledge these connections and can work to bring things back in balance, from the root causes of the hormonal imbalances to the different ways that it's affecting each of your systems of your body. We can look at you as a whole individual and help you to be more comfortable through this natural process of leaving your reproductive years behind. So what are some of these symptoms? A lot of the common symptoms that you hear about, like hot flashes, moodiness, anxiety, depression, lack of motivation. You know, we hear about these things. A lot of women know that migraines may reoccur, that they used to get migraines as a teenager, and then now they're getting them again because it's sort of like we're going through puberty. Some women know that joint pain is common, the frozen shoulder being a really specific one, but joints in general, your body is just not cooperating with you. You can't do the same type of exercise that you used to because everything starts to hurt. Some women have heard of heart palpitations, low libido. But then there's other things like burning mouth sensations, body odor changes. A lot of women say, you know, my sweat, it used to be that when I was sweating, it was just, it smelled like sweat. And now it smells really weird. So again, they're not always things that we know about. A decline in estrogen can sometimes result in higher cholesterol. Visceral fat can be put on the fat around your organs. You can have gum problems. That joint pain, again, that just keeps popping up. If it's not your left knee, it's your right hip, it's your shoulder. Your hands may start to ache. But some of the more common symptoms, like irregular menstrual cycles, everybody thinks your period is just going to start to space out, and then eventually you'll stop having it. But actually, for the first few years of your progesterone declining, your periods might start coming closer together, but you could skip periods. And all of this is within the realm of normal, but there are things that we can do to smooth it out. Hot flashes. We know that hot flashes are a part of menopause, but I think women don't expect them and they come on a lot earlier in their lives than they think they will. Insomnia. Women waking up in the middle of the night, whether it be from night sweats or how some of my patients describe it, is they wake up in this doom and gloom anxiety space that they've never had before. Having to urinate often is a part of perimenopause sometimes. And then the emotional issues of perimenopause, I think, can't be understated because this is one of the biggest issues that I see in clinic. Women getting put on antidepressants. And I am all for getting you feeling good, especially if you're in a really low place. But, you know, this perimenopausal state, it's like a window of vulnerability for depression and other mental health issues. And although not every woman will experience these psychological changes, a lot of us do. The numbers of women that are put on antidepressants at this time of our lives is concerning because there are other solutions, and we will talk about those in the next episode. But all too often, I see women and they finally come to me after years of talking to specialists about all these various symptoms or talking to their primary and getting dismissed. You know, they're just not feeling like themselves anymore. Weight gain is super common, brain fog, forgetfulness, feeling out of focus. All of those things can make getting through the day really difficult, especially if you have a job that really requires a ton of focus and you feel like you've lost the ability to even recall names. That's super common. I've experienced it myself where I know someone and I know them relatively well and I cannot remember their names. That's scary. All of a sudden, your skin doesn't look right. It's dry, or you're getting acne again like you did in puberty. Dry eyes, dry mouth. I mean, there's just so many. I could go on and on, but and I am going to just mention a few more because I want people to be prepared. I want women to be prepared. And I want to urge you to listen to the next episode because this may seem a little doom and gloom, but there are solutions for so many of these things. I've even heard of electric shocks or brain zaps or just different ways that your body feels like it's being zapped. Crawling, itching skin sensitivity, tingling. You can feel itching and crawling sensations, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with your skin. Your hair can become drier and thinner, change texture. And again, back to those memory issues. So not just forgetfulness, but just difficulty even processing things that are in front of you. And I want to just tell a quick story of what happened to me 5 years ago. Because as a healthcare provider, and I've been in it for 20 years, and I've treated women's hormones for about that amount of time, I consider myself well-versed. There's not a lot of huge surprises when I see people in clinic, and I feel like I really resonate strongly with treating women's health issues and standing by women through these challenges. 5 years ago, I was about 46 years old. So I was in perimenopause, didn't give that much thought to it because I wasn't experiencing a ton of symptoms, or at least I didn't think I was. I actually, again, know all about heart palpitations during this time of life, but I had a few really intense bouts of tachycardia. I actually had to get one of my staff at my wellness center to take me to urgent care because I was sitting around and my heart started racing at 175 beats per minute. And my fingernails actually started turning blue, which is really, really, really scary. And when you're in an emergent situation like that, it's a crisis. You know, I just didn't relate it at all to hormones. So I did what all people should do in extreme events like that. I went through the ringer with my specialist, just like I was saying before. I went to a cardiologist. And I got every type of test, a cardiac ultrasound. I wore a monitor for 2 weeks and kept having some of these tachycardic situations where, you know, my heart would just start beating at a million miles an hour for no reason, often when I thought I was relaxed. So I went through the rigmarole and I went on a medication and the symptoms started to go away with the medication. And I went in to visit the cardiologist for a follow-up, and she said to me, and I'm so thankful because at first she was saying it's anxiety, we don't know because there's nothing wrong with your heart, your EKG looks normal. She finally said to me, we see this a lot in perimenopausal women, so it could just be hormones. And as long as the medication's controlling it, you may not need to be on this medication for life. And I did get off of it after about 3 months. I started lowering the dose. And at 6 months, I was completely off of the medication and haven't had that same issue since. But she said, you know, our hormones can really take us for a wild ride at this time. And I was so grateful that she acknowledged that. And then I started looking into the rest of my perimenopausal journey. And I've had a journey. I've had the frozen shoulder and a few other symptoms. But, you know, as a healthcare practitioner, I was really like, wow, we have no idea how big this time change of our lives, this transition can be. And it really slapped me in the face. It was scary. And a lot of the women I see in clinic are scared. And we don't need to be if we start getting educated. It's part of the reason I started my podcast. You know, the lack of libido and digestive problems, anxiety and memory issues and all of the things, they make us to really feel like we are alone. Your immune system's affected. All of a sudden, you never had allergies before, and now you have allergies. Some women experience change of taste and smell. And you can imagine if you have five or six of these symptoms going on at once, where you just wake up and your day is very unpredictable and very different than how you felt a few years ago, it can be a lot. So I encourage women to really take the time and look at this time of life and know that there are answers. Finding the right practitioner for you is huge. Finding the right podcast to listen to is huge. But know that there are a list of symptoms. You can look them up. You can Google them. And knowing that they could all be connected to perimenopause, it's the first step. So finding that right practitioner, talking to your mom, maybe she did experience things the same as you are, but there's a good chance that she experienced things differently. Talking to your friends, keeping the conversation open, and not accepting Band-Aids if Band-Aids aren't what you want. So we'll talk again in the next episode about solutions instead of Band-Aids. If you're choosing not to go on birth control pills in your 40s, if you're choosing not to go on antidepressants, we'll talk about solutions, and that includes bioidentical hormones. Before we sign off here, I just want to say that if you haven't looked into this before, if you're nervous about bioidentical hormones, there's a lot of good information out there about the protective benefits for some of the systems in your body if you do choose to go on hormone replacement therapy. And hormone replacement therapy doesn't mean necessarily estrogen only. If you're still needing progesterone or testosterone, there are so many things that bioidentical hormone replacement therapy can help with. But again, it's an individual choice because there is some cardiovascular benefit to hormone replacement therapy, but there's also cardiovascular benefit to exercising and eating right. So everybody has to make the right decisions for themselves. So I'm really thinking we need to write a book about what to expect when you're not expecting midlife to hit you in the face, because we are legitimately in a midlife crisis as women a lot of the time. And instead of acting out, we act in and we suffer in silence. And I don't want that for any of you. I don't want it for myself. That's part of the reason I started this podcast. So I hope you'll tune in for the next episode, which will be much more positive about all the things you can do for yourself and all the options out there for you. I think it will bring great value to your midlife. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Midlife Rise and Thrive podcast. If you are struggling right now to answer the question, what's next? I want you to sit with me here for a moment. Take this moment with me to breathe in deeply. Go ahead and breathe in and breathe out completely. I want you to set a new intention to rise and thrive in this truly important next chapter of your life. Sometimes it's tough to get started, and I want to help. Grab your free copy of my self-assessment tool that will give you 3 ways to get started. Link is in the show notes. I'll see you next time.